Here we are now, what is it, 4 days since the toppling of the Saddam regime. What is life like in Baghdad now?
Well, I think the civilians are quickly getting back to normal. I mean, I've noticed that today the traffic, the civilian traffic, has increased dramatically. I was in the same area a few days ago, and there was no one about. Today, coming up on Highway 8, which is one of the main thoroughfares from the south going up to Baghdad, the roads were clogged with civilian vehicles, trucks, buses, pickup trucks, civilian cars of every type out there. People were out and about, and there's a sense that people are getting back to their jobs, getting back to their homes, and things are calming down quite a bit.
The trouble is, Alicia, they still don't have power, they don't have water in the city, so how can they function?
This is a big priority right now for the U.S. military. They're doing all they can right now to try to locate those people who worked in those power plants, in the water plants, and those kinds of things to try to get the infrastructure back in line again. I do know that the 2nd Brigade has set up a security perimeter around a power plant, and they said that the transformer there is in working condition. They've had engineers come take a look at it, and they're getting ready to turn it on. So there's incremental improvements going on. It's going to take a little bit of time because what happened was the lights, the water, everything was shut down systematically before the U.S. forces arrived. And there is absolutely no guarantee that when you turn this power back on, when you turn the water back on, that it's not going to create fires and floods and those kinds of things. So they want to make sure that everything is safe before they turn the power back on.
Alicia, what about the looting? Is that still going on?
The looting has diminished quite a bit. I took a drive with the 2nd Brigade around the sector that's been heavily hit in the last 2-3 days. The looting that had gone on with the ministries and the hotels and embassies in that area, that has diminished considerably. People seem to have taken what they wanted, and they're no longer in that area. Now, of course, the security is much higher today than it has been in the last couple of days. They're putting in a few more checkpoints and make sure that people do not come in and out of that area without identification and without a reason. And they're trying to keep the looting aspect to a minimum, and I think it has worked because from what I saw today, there was very little activity in terms of people carting off things.
Good. I've been talking to Alicia Rue in Baghdad. This is David Weber in London.